today, Beis Hashem, we're going to finish the third parak of Maseches Maisos, Mishnayos, Tes, and Yud. So Mishnah Tes is going to talk about the idea that we said before, that if you have, let's say, a te'ina tree growing in your chatzer, so you could pick one at a time and eat one te'ina at a time. But once you have two te'inim at a time, that's already considered a pile of te'inim, and that's a gemar malacha, and therefore, being in the chatzer is kaveya, you're not going to be allowed to snack on it anymore. So the Mishnah talks about it. What about other fruits? Like, do you consider a cluster of grapes to be a single fruit, or do you consider a grape to be a single fruit? So let's say you have like a grapevine growing in your chatzer. Can you only take one grape at a time, or can you take one cluster at a time? What about a pomegranate? Can you take one pomegranate seed at a time, or one pomegranate at a time? So that's the topic of Mishnah Tes. So says the Mishnah, Gefen she'ina tua b'chatzer. If you have a grapevine that's planted in your chatzer, notels kol eshkol, you can take a whole cluster at a time, and that's still considered an achilas araya, and it's still considered something that is not a pile, and therefore not a gembar belacha, even on a drabanan level. V'chein burimon, and the same is true of a pomegranate. We don't view each seed as its own separate fruit. You can take the whole pomegranate with all 613 seeds. Not that a pomegranate necessarily has 613 seeds, but that's what they tell us. V'chein bavatiach, and the same is true when it comes to a melon that grows in a chatzer. You could take the whole melon, even though no one sits and eats a whole melon, you eat a slice of melon, but still, you're allowed to take a whole melon off the tree. It's not considered that you have a pile of melon just because you have one melon. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon, that's Rabbi Tarfon, Shita Rabbi Akiva Omer, Megarga ben Eshkolos, Upori Primon, Vesofis Bavatiach, that if you want to eat from the fruits without having to be Mafra Shumas and Maestros, so when it comes to the grapes, one grape at a time. When it comes to, meaning you can't pull the whole cluster off the vine. If you pull the whole cluster off the vine, you're going to be Chayvin Maestros. You've got to pull one grape at a time off of the cluster as it's still attached to the vine, and then you're allowed to snack on it, right? And when it comes to the pomegranate, you got to cut it open while it's still attached to the tree and pull out one seed at a time. Each seed of the pomegranate, as we've learned earlier, is considered a beria. It's considered an entire entity. It's its own independent fruit. And when it comes to a melon, each slice of the melon, you have to take one slice at a time as it's still attached to the tree in order for it to be considered that you're only taking one piece. But if you take a whole melon off a tree, that's already considered a pile of melon. That's considered to be, in a certain sense, gemar melacha, and therefore it's going to be chayv in maestros. Kuzbar shizro b'chatzer. If you have coriander that's planted in your chatzer, mekartes ola olava ochel. You can take one leaf at a time and eat it from seref chayv. But if you're mitzari of two different leaves, then it's going to be chayv in maestros. The chiddush with that is that the ola, the leaf of the kuzbar, is not the primary part of the kuzbar. But since you're eating it, that becomes the primary part of the kuzbar, as far as the maestros obligation is concerned with this halacha. And then the Mishnah talks about, what about other things growing in the chatzer? Hasiya ve'ezov, ha'kornis shabachatzer. You have siya and ezov and cornice that grow in your chatzer. Im hayu nishmarim chayavnu. If they're being guarded and they're being protected and you're trying to make sure that no one takes them, then they're going to be chayiv in maestros, because sometimes these things grow in a way that the owner doesn't care about them and they're totally unprotected and they're hefker. And hefker things are not chayiv in maestros. But if they're growing in a way where you are trying to protect them, then they are chayiv in maestros. And that brings us to the 10th and final Mishnah of the third parak of Maseches Maestros. And Mishnah Yud discusses the following. What we spoke about, if you have a fig tree growing in your chatzer, but trees can get unruly sometimes. You know, they don't just grow straight up. They have branches that extend in all different directions. And sometimes you might have a tree that's growing in your chatzer, but many of the branches protrude outside of your chatzer. So do we view that as something that's in the chatzer or something that's outside of the chatzer? So the Mishnah is going to talk about five different applications in halacha. We're going to take a little tour through Shas and through different halachos, not all related to maestros. Only the first of these halachos is related to maestros, and we're going to talk about the status of a tree that's in two places at the same time, that has its roots in one place and its branches spreading out somewhere else. So first we start with maestros. If you have a fig tree that's trunk is growing in the chatzer, but its branches go over into a garden that's outside of the chatzer, Ochel kedarko pater. You could stand in the garden, eat the figs in the normal way. You could even take more than two at a time, more than one at a time, two at a time, three at a time, whatever. And it's not kovar for maisos because it's not in the chotzer. But omedus beginu v'not al chotzer. If the tree is in the garden, is in the garden which is outside of the chotzer, but the branches protrude into the chotzer, and then you're pulling off from those branches, that's considered that you're in the chatzar. Ochel achas achas patur mitzir of chayiv. So therefore you have to follow chatzar rules. And chatzar rules are one at a time, and if you take more than one at a time, you're going to be chayiv. What about other halachos? So that's halacha number one relating to a tree that's part of, that's trunk is in one zone and the branches are in another zone. Halacha number two, what about just the status of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz in terms of being chayiv and Trumas Maisos and everything? So omed es baretz v'not al chutz la'aretz. Let's say you have a tree growing like right on the border of Eretz Yisrael, and the trunk of the tree is in Eretz Yisrael, and the branches are growing into Chutz La'aretz, or B'Chutz La'aretz or Notel Aretz. Kol Halech Achar Iker. When it comes to that, we all look at where we look at where the yinika comes from, where the nourishment of the tree comes from, and the tree gets nourished by where the trunk is. So if the trunk of the tree is in Eretz Yisrael, no matter which part of the tree you're pulling the fruits from, they're chayv in Trumas Maisos. So if the trunk of the tree is in Chutz La'aretz, no matter which part of the tree you're pulling the fruits from, it is not going to be chayiv maisos. Halacha number three now. There is a halacha called batei arichoma, which applies to trees of arichoma as well. That if you have a walled city, normally when you sell a house in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to redeem that house. You're allowed to buy it back. And if you don't buy it back, you'll get it back at Yovel anyway. When you sell a bayis in a batei arichoma, you have 1 year during which you're allowed to buy it back. Even bal kercho of the buyer, you're allowed to redeem that home and buy it back from him for 1 year. If you don't, you're never getting it back, not even at Yovel. So what about a tree that's sort of in an Irchoma and sort of not in an Irchoma? But Irchoma kol halech achar ha'ikr. We look at where the ikr of the tree is. We look at where the trunk of that tree is. Another halacha. What about an ir miklat? The halacha is that an ir miklat and the tchum of the ir miklat protects an accidental murderer. These are a lot of these mishnayos. You know, may seem familiar. We had the sukkos hayotzim zulufnimizu. So for anyone who ever learned the Gemara Sukkah, we're familiar with that. And this, if you ever learned Maseches Makos, you're familiar with this mishnah as well, because it also talks about this idea of something on the border, right? Because the halacha is that if something is near miklat, or within the tchum of near miklat, the relatives of the murder victim, of the person who you murdered by accident, are not allowed to kill you when you're in that ir miklat. What if you're on a tree that's right on the border of the 2000 amma tchum of the ir miklat? So we look at where the branches are, and if the branches are within the 2000 ammos, then you are protected. Meaning, we even look at where the branches are. It doesn't mean that we only look at the branches, unlike when we spoke about the ikr, where we said you always look where the ikr is the full determinant. Over here by the ir miklat, we're saying branches are also a determinant. So as long as either one, the ikr or the branches, are in the ir miklat, the person is protected. And then a final application in halacha is what's considered to be part of Yerushalayim. The halacha by Yerushalayim is that you're allowed to eat ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni outside Yerushalayim. But on the flip side, if you have ma'aser sheni that you want to be poda, that you want to redeem for money, you're only allowed to do that outside Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to do that in Yerushalayim. So it comes with the chumra and the kula. So Yerushalayim hakol halich achar nof. We also look at the branches, meaning if part of the tree is in Yerushalayim, part of the tree is outside Yerushalayim, the entire tree is considered to be lechumra. So you're not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni at any part of that tree, and you're also not allowed to be poda ma'aser sheni at any part of the tree. And it doesn't matter which part of the tree is where, we give it all the chumras. We give it all the chumras of not being poda it, as well as not eating that ma'aser sheni. So what do you do with it? You have to schlep that ma'aser sheni into a place that is vada Yerushalayim and eat it there. So let's quickly summarize what we learned today. So the first thing we learned is about a whole bunch of other types of fruits that may be growing in your chatzar. So first we had a machlokas tanoim, whether we look at grapes and pomegranates and melons as full fruits, and you can take a full one one off at a time, or no, you look at each piece as one fruit, and you're only allowed to take one piece off at a time. And then we spoke about coriander that's growing in a chatzar; you can only take one leaf off at a time. And we learned about siyah and azov and cornus, that if it's something that people are protecting and don't make hefker, then it's going to be chayiv in maestros. And then in Mishnah Yud, we learned like five different areas of halacha where you have a tree that's partially in, partially out. So first, when it comes to maestros, if it's partially in the chatzar and partially outside of the chatzar, so we said that that wherever the branches are, that's the status of the fruit you're picking it from, and therefore, if the branches are in the chatzar, even if the trunk is outside of the chatzar, you're not allowed to take more than one at a time. Taking two at a time is mechayev in maestros. We spoke about a tree that's on the border of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. We said everything goes with the trunk of the tree, where the tree is getting its nourishment by batei rechoma as well. It all goes with the trunk of the tree. When it comes to Ir Miklat, we said everything follows both by Ir Miklat and by Yerushalayim. We said that not only the trunk, that the branches of the tree make a big difference as well, and therefore if the branches, either the trunk or the branches of the tree, are in, let's say, in Yerushalayim, you have to be machmir in both directions. So that is Mishnah Yud. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalet.